Blackstone Audio presents Rosanna by Mai Cheval and Per Vollo, translated from the Swedish by Lois Roth. Introduction. I read Rosanna almost as soon as it came out, back in 1965. Now, as I'm reading the novel again, I realize that my first reading took place 40 years ago, and I was only 17 at the time. Right now, that seems to me incomprehensible. How many books have I read since then? And why is it that I remember Rosanna so well? I have a strong and indisputable memory that back then I thought of the novel as straightforward and clear, a convincing story presented in an equally convincing form. Today, as I reread the novel, I see that my first impression still holds true. The book has hardly aged at all. Even the language seems energetic and alive. But what has changed is the world, and I have too. Back then, everybody smoked all the time, and there were no mobile phones. Public telephones were in use. Everyone went to cafes for lunch. No one had tiny tape recorders in their pockets, and computers were still practically unknown. Sweden was still a society with closer ties to the past than to the future. The huge waves of immigrants hadn't yet begun. Workers arrived to take jobs in certain major industries, but as yet there was no steady influx of refugees. And everyone showed their passports at the border, even those who were traveling only to Norway or Denmark. Per Vollo has now been dead for many years, while Mai Cheval has grown older along with me and all the readers they reached a generation ago. Now I'm rereading the novel Rosanna on a December day, 40 years after its first publication. I've forgotten a great deal, of course, but the novel still stands strong. It's well thought out, well structured. It's evident that Cheval and Vollo had carefully laid the groundwork for their plan to write 10 books about the National Homicide Bureau. In fictional